Be'ezras Hashem Yisbo'chu, we continue with the mitzvah, say the positive commandments in the Hakadamah, the Mishnah Torah, in the introduction to the Mishnah Torah, which we are in the third of the entries in the Ramach Mitzvah, say in the 248 positive commandments. We're in the middle of discussing regarding the halachas and moyadim of the Yom Tov, as we're up to mitzvah, say positive commandment number Kuf Samach Zayin 167, which is Lishbeis Bashmini Shalchag, which continues from the previous mitzvah, which is not to do malach on the first day of Sukkot, which is to desist from malach on the eighth day of the Yom Tov. Shemak says the pasuk be Yemesh Shmini Mikra Kodesh, on the eighth day will be a holy convocation, which is a Yom Tov, which you cannot do malach. Kuf Samaches 168, Leisha Besukkah Shabbos Yom Tov, to sit in the temporary hut in the Sukkah for 7 days. Shemak says the pasuk be Sukkah Teicher Shabbos Yom, one should dwell in the Sukkah for 7 days. Kuf Samaches 169, Lita Lulav, to take a lulav. Shemak says the pasuk Lekach Mechem Begim Rishon Pri Yitzhader, you should take for yourself on the first day of Sukkah, which says the Esrig, and it goes on, it says all the different Dalaminim, which is symbolized by the lulav. Kuf Ayin 170. L'shmaya kol shofar b'Rosh Hashanah, to hear the sound of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Shlomo says the pasuk Yom Tov Yilchem, a day of a shofar blast, it should be for you. Kof Ayin Alef 171. L'tein machzas shekel b'chol shana b'Rosh Hashanah, to give a half a shekel every single year, which is used for the karbanos of that year. Shlomo says the pasuk Zayitnu kol oivel b'kudin, this should be given by all those who pass over the counting of the age of 20 and on, that they're adults and obligated in this machzas shekel. Now continue with regarding the who we rely on and regarding judgment. Kufayin Beis 172. The Shmoyim Mekol Navi Shiyeh Bechol Debeder, to listen from every prophet that's going to be in every single generation. Im Lo Yosef Lo Yigrib, he's not adding on or diminishing from the halachas of the Torah. Shemek says the pasuk Elof Tishmon, to him you should listen. Kufayin Gimel 173. Laman Es Melch, to appoint the king. Shemek says the pasuk So Yim Tostim Alecha Melch, you shall surely place upon yourself a king. Kufayin Del 174. The Shmoyim Mekol Bezen Hagodlo Shiyamdul Lem Yisrael, to listen from every a great high court that will be appointed to the Jewish people. Shemek says in the pasuk, "V'al mishpat Hashem l'chotaseh," that the judgment that they will tell you, you should do. Kofayin Hey 175. Lintes achir rabim, to go ahead and tilt after the majority. Im tiyam achlikis bin hasanhedrin bin badinin, if there's going to be a dispute between the high court regarding the judgments, Shemek says in the pasuk, "Achir rabim lahatas," after the majority, you should be inclined. Kofayin Vav 176. Lamana Shaifta Meshachim, to appoint judges and officers, Bechol Kol, Bechol Misrael, amongst every assembly in the Jewish people. Shemek says in the pasuk, Shaifta Meshachim Timlecha, that judges and officers you should place for you in all your gates. Kovain Zayin 177. Lahashva is being Balidinim, to equate whoever the litigants are, Beshosha and Bedin, at the time that they're standing for judgment, not to make one more important than the other one. Shemek says in the pasuk, Betzedek Tishpat Mesech, with righteousness you should judge your fellow. Kov Ayin Ches 178, to testify in court if someone knows testimony for someone. Shemek says a pasuk b'hu eid, then that he's a witness. Either he saw or he knows. Kov Ayin Tes 179, lachkar edim harbe, that they should investigate, they should check out the witnesses very well. Shemek says a pasuk b'derashta b'chakarta b'sha'alta eitav, you should inspect, you should check out, you should ask very well, ask them all the questions to make sure that they really know what they're saying and they're saying the truth. Kuf Pei 180. Last is the Edim Zayman, to do and to punish the witnesses who were false and were plotting, like they plotted to do to that person. Somebody says impossible. Sisim Lekashazam, you should do to him as he plotted to do to the defendant. Kuf Pei Aleph 181. Larif has the Egelik Mitzvasa, to decapitate the calf, as the mitzvah is when you find a dead body somewhere on the roads in the closest city, has to bring the Egel Rufa. Shemek says impossible. The Orfu Shem has the Egel Banochel, that you should decapitate there the calf by that stream. Kofpe Beis 182. Lahochin Shesh Ori, to prepare six cities of refuge for someone who kills by mistake, that they should go there and run there and be saved over there. Shemek says in the pasuk, Tochel Lachadech, you should prepare for you the path, Vishalashtas Gul Artzacha, and you should divide the boundaries of your land into three parts to have six Ori Miklet. Kofpe Gimel 183. Lassis Levim Arm Lashabas, to give cities to the Levim where they should dwell. Vagam Hin Kultas, and they also, those cities could also save those who murdered by mistake. Shlomo says impossible. Nas Levim, you should give it to the Levim, etc. Orim cities. Kof Pei Dal 184. Lasses Maka, a person has to make a fence on a tall structure, like on a roof. Shlomo says impossible. But Sisi Samaka like a you should make a fence for your roof. Now the Ram continues with regarding idolatry and different wars that the Jews will wage. Kof Pei Hei 185. La Abed Avodah Zarah B'Chol Mesham Sheha, to get rid of idolatry and all those who serve it. Shnemalik says the pasuk, "Abit abnes kol mekaymes." You should surely get rid of all these places where they worship. Kufbei vav 186. Laharg anchi ir hanidachas, to kill out the people of the rejected city, which those are when you have the majority of the inhabitants of the city went and did avodah zarah. And the lister of Esair, to kill the people and to burn the city. Shnemalik says the pasuk, "Besrafta v'esh Esair," they should burn in fire the city, whatever is inside the city. Kufbei zayin 187. To get rid of the seven nations that inhabited Eretz Canaan before the Jews made it into Eretz Israel and took over. You should surely kill them out. 188. To cut off all descendants from the people of Amalek. You shall wipe out the memory of Amalek. 189. To constantly remember what Amalek did. To remember what Amalek did to you. Kavet Sadi 190. Lasses b'mechemes sereshus, to do in, when it's a voluntary war. Kamish b'rakas b'torah, according to the laws that are written in Torah. Shlomo says basically seeker b'elir, when you're going to come to the city. So then you first proposition them and say we want to have peace and so on and so forth. If they're willing to surrender, as the laws are said in the Torah. Kavet Sadi Aleph 191. L'mshech kohen l'mochama, to anoint a certain kohen called the kohen meshuach, that you anoint him l'mochama specifically for to be part of a charge of the war. Shlomo says impossible. That was when they're going to come close to the war. The nigash hakohen, the kohen's going to come near. That's the special one that was anointed to be in charge by the war. Kavod Tzadi Beis 192. L'haskin yod b'machne, to prepare a place by the camp of the soldiers where they could relieve themselves. Shlomo says impossible. Yod ti l'chamuchos l'machne, there should be a place for you out of the camp where they relieve themselves. Kavod Tzadi Gimel 193. L'haskin yosi, to prepare a spade, a shovel. Shenem, like it says, b'yasid tilchal asenecha, they should have a shovel on your artillery where they can use that to cover over the waste that they relieve themselves. Now, continue regarding characteristics that a person is supposed to have interpersonally. Kavod Tzadik Dal 194. Lahashiv esagazel, to return theft. Shenem says a positive. Heshiv esagzel esagazel is a positive commandment, to return the stolen items that he stole. Kavod Tzadik 195. Leidin stocker, they give charity. Shenem says a positive. Pesach tebetachas yatcha, you should surely open up your hand. Kavod Tzadik Vav 196, Lahanik Labadivri, to give gifts to the Jewish slave when he finishes his service. Shnemek says in the Pasuk, Hanik Tanik Li, should surely load him up. And Bechin Lamaria, same thing applies to the Jewish maidservant when she finishes. Kavod Tzadik Zayin 197, Lahalvas Lani, to give a loan to a poor person. Shnemek says in the Pasuk, Im Kesef Talves Ami, if you're going to lend money to my people, Sa'ani, the poor person. Now, Im Zeh, when it says in the Pasuk, if, Eini Rishus, it's actually not volitional, it's not voluntary, Elamitzah, it's a commandment. Shlomach says in the Pasuk, in the bottom, Havit Avedenu, that you shall go ahead and accept from him a collateral and lend him. We say that it's an obligation, not if, but an obligation to lend him the money. Kav Tzadichas 198, Lahalvis Lanachar B'ribis, to lend a non-Jew with interest. Shlomach says in the Pasuk, Lanachar Tashach, to the non-Jew it'll bite, as interest is, which Mepiash Molamda from tradition they learned, Shadumit says it's a positive commandment actually to lend him on interest. Kov Tzadik says 199, Lahashva Mashkin Ba'alav, to return, when the owner needs it, to return the collateral, the security to him. Shem, when he needs to use it. Shem, like says in the Pasuk, Hashem Tashab Lai Asa'abed, should surely turn to him his security. Reish, Mitzah, Pasuk Commandment number 200. Litin Schas Sachab Ismani, to give the wages of the hired laborer in its appropriate time. Shem, like says in the Pasuk, B'yemitin Schaga, on his day, you should give him his wages. You're not supposed to delay to the next time period, not having paid him his wages. Reish Aleph, Mitzah 201. Liyasa Sachar Oichel Bisman Sikhlu Rusoi, that the hired laborer could eat from what he's working with, as the time when he's working, if it's the conclusion of the work of the produce. Shnomach says in the Pasuk, Kisavu b'kerem reche, when you're going to come into the vineyard of your friend, Kisavu b'kerem reche, when you're going to come into the standing grain of your friend, then the Pasuk allows him to eat when it's by the finishing part of the production. Reish Beis 202, Lazav ma'al chaveri, to unload from his friend, or ma'al b'amter, from his animal, if he's carrying a heavy load and he can't get up. Shnomach says in the Pasuk, Ozav tazavim, he should surely help him out and unload from him. Reish Gimel 203, to lift up the load and put it on the animal. Shlomach says the Pasuk, Hakim Takamimai, you should surely help him load it up. Reish Dal 204, Lahashva Veda, to return the lost object. Shlomach says the Pasuk, Hashav Tashim Lachicha, you shall surely return it to your brother. Reish 205, Lachicha Chayte, to rebuke and give reproof to the sinner. Shlomach says the Pasuk, Hechech Tachicha Zamsecha, you shall surely rebuke your friend. Reish Vav 206, Lehev Kol Odom Mimnei Bris, to love every person from his fellow members of the covenant, from the Jewish people. Shlomach says the Pasuk, after Hechechamach, you shall love your friend as yourself. Reish 207, Lev is a Ger, to love the convert. Shlomach says the Pasuk, after as a Ger, you shall love the convert. Reish Ches 208, Letzadik Maznaim, to make sure the scales are precise, imashkalos with the weights. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Mois neitzadik, righteous scales, av neitzadik, righteous stones, which are the weights." Reish test 209. L'chabed hachacham, to honor the sages, Shlomo says a buzzer. They say b'takim, in front of the elder, one should stand up. Reish 210. L'chabed avim, to honor the father and mother. Shlomo says a buzzer. Kabbalas veikvasim echel, you should honor your father and your mother. Reish Yudav 211. L'yirme avim, to have fear and awe from his father and mother. Shlomo says a buzzer. Ish a man, ima av tero, his father and his mother, he shall surely fear. Now the continues regarding family life. Reish Beis 212. Lifreis v'libreis, to be fruitful and to multiply. Shlomo says the pasuk p'ru revu, you should have, should be fruitful and you should multiply the mitzvah of having children. Reish Gimel 213. Livul b'kedushin, that one could go ahead and do an act of kedushin of engagement through having bia of being intimate with his now wife. Shlomo says the pasuk yikachesh isha uvolah, when the man's going to take a woman and he's going to cohabit with her. Reish Dal 214. L'samei chasen es ish leshana, that the groom should rejoice his wife for the first year, what's called Shana Rishayna. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Noki yila beis Shana Echas." He should be clean, not fight in the wars. He should be home with his wife for 1 year. Reish Tetzav 215. Lama l'saben, to circumcise the son. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Yemeshmini yibul b'sar l'asa." On the eighth day, he should circumcise the flesh of the foreskin. Reish Yud Vav 216. Liab meishasach, when his brother dies without any children, he should do yibum, which is the term of marriage, to his newly widowed brother's wife. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Yevama har yavam," which is the brother-in-law, Yovileo, shall have bia with her and thus consummate their relationship. Reish Yud Zayin 217. If they don't do yibum, lachlitz liyavam, that she should do chalitza, by which means removing his shoe of the yavam, which now disconnects that connection, that she could then marry someone else. Shlomo says the pasuk, "B'cholzen nala ma'aragla," she removes his shoe from his foot. Reish Yud Ches 218. Lisa oinus es anusasei, a man rapes a woman, he has a mitzvah to marry that woman that he raped. Shlomo says the pasuk, "B'lo yisil isha," that to him, she's going to be a wife. He has to marry her. Reish Yud Ches 219. Leisha mitzi shemra, if a man, the morning after he gets married, comes to the courts and he says, "Well, she didn't have virginity," and it turns out that he actually spread a false rumor about her, that he has to stay im ishta kol yom with his wife all the days and I'll divorce her. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "B'lo yisil isha," to him, she should be a wife. Reish Chav 220, Lodin b'mefate, to judge regarding the man who seduced a woman to be intimate with her, v'chamishim shekel, for that he owes her 50 shkalim, imshar dinam, with all the other halachas of whatever damages he caused her. Shlomo says the pasuk, v'chivate ish, if a man's going to seduce a woman, as the pasuk says over there, and say v'shamayis. Reish Chav 221, lasis lefas terk, a kasab to do, which is the beautiful maiden woman who was taken captive in the war, to do to her, as it says in the pasuk, whatever the laws are, a whole process, whole procedure, as the Ram says in Hilchas Malachim. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "But Isa b'shivya, Isha tifas toy," that if you can see by the captive woman, a beautiful woman of form, that there's certain halachas that have to be done if he wants to be with her. Reish Chav Beis 222, Legarish b'shtar, if a man's divorcing his wife, should be with a document, what's called a get. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "B'chasal l'sibikritzi," writes for her a book, a scroll of separation. But nas b'yod, he puts it in her hand. That is how he divorces her. Reish Chav Gimel 223, lasis lasaita keterasa, to do for the suspected adulterous woman according to the halachas that are mentioned in Torah. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "V'asla koin is kol terazis," the koin does for her this whole law that it says within Sefer B'midbar. Now regarding the laws of judgment, Reish Chav Dal 224, lahalkas sereshan, to give lashes to the wicked people. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "V'pila shevet biko," that the judge throws him down and he hits him. That's the officer does that. Reish Chav Hei 225, Lahaglis Ritzech B'Shkaga, to make the one who killed by mistake to go into exile. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "V'yashav ba ad mos ha'kohen," that he should stay over there in the city of refuge in exile until the day that the Kohen Gadol passes away. Reish Chav Vav 226, Liyizbezen Hergen B'Saif, that the court should execute with the sword whoever is liable for that death penalty. Shlomo says in the pasuk, "Nokim Nokim," shall take revenge and behead him. Reish Chav Zayin 227, Liz Bezen Harga Mechanic. One of the other four types of capital punishment is the court executes by strangulation. Somebody says the pasuk, "Moisu Masanoi," from the office, that the man and the woman who commit adultery shall surely die, which means through strangulation. Reish Chav Ches 228, Liz Bezen Sarfin Beish, that the court should burn with the fire, which actually puts down molten lead down his into his stomach and burns him that way. Somebody says the pasuk, "Beish Yisrafu Oisa Besen," in fire they should burn them, him and them, when the certain types of adultery with mother-in-law. Reish Chav Tes 229, Liz Bezen Seigel Mavon, that the last and the most severe type is that the court should stone, kill through stoning with stones. Shlomo says, "Bazes Kaltem Oisem," that it should stone them Those are the four types of Mises Bezin. Each one is a separate positive commandment. Reish Lamed 230. Litlois Mishnas Chayv Tliya, to hang whoever is obligated to be hung. Shlomik says, but Salisa is you should hang him on the wood. Reish Lamed Alf 231. Likpa Haneg B'yemay. However, to bury whoever was executed on that day, Shlomik says, the Pasuk, Kikava, Tikperen, B'yemahu, that he should surely be buried on that day. Reish Lamed Beis 232. Lodin B'Ebed Ibikil Chaysav, to judge the laws of the Jewish slave according to his halacha. Shlomik says, the Pasuk, Sikna Ebed Ibri, when you can acquire the Jewish slave, as it says in Parshat Mishpatim, all the laws. Reish Lamed Gimel 233. Liyayid Omer Bria, to designate that it should be a wife, either for him or his son, the Jewish maidservant. Shlomik says in the Pasuk, that if he does not designate her, it goes on and says, okay, Vim Labnoya then, but if he's going to designate her for his son, is a mitzvah that they should marry her. Reish Lamed Daled 234, Lifter Samabriya, if they didn't marry her, to redeem, help in the redemption of the Jewish maidservant. Shlomik says in the Pasuk, that she should be redeemed. Reish Lamed Hay 235, Lavid Be'evet Kenan El Oilam, to work with the non-Jewish slave forever, should not be freed. Shlomik says in the Pasuk, Oilam Mem Tabaydu, they should always work for you. Reish Lamed Vav 236, Lisa Chayvul Mishal Mamon, that the one who injured his friend should have to compensate him with money. Shlomik says in the Pasuk, B'chiyiruv and Anoshim B'hikah, that if men are going to be in the fight and they're going to hit, so the Pasuk describes that there's Nezik that he has to pay for the damages. Reish Lamed Zayin 237, Lodim Niski Mehema, to educate the laws of the cases of when an animal damages. Shlomik says in the Pasuk, B'chiyigah Yipshoyud Ish, Yipshoyud Eyu, that if a man's ox is going to gore another man's ox, so it talks about the damages that he's liable for. Reish Lamed Ches 238, to judge cases of when someone's pit causes damage. Shlomik says the pasuk, if the man's going to open up a pit, Torah tells us he's liable. Reish Lamed Ches 239, to judge cases of a thief, b'tashlumin or b'misa, whether for monetary payment or for death, because Shnemet says the pasuk, if a person's going to steal, he's liable for payment. Now, in b'machteres, if he digs in a cave like underneath, so then the pasuk tells us that he could be killed because he's coming to kill. And it says, b'gun b'shem achari, the person is going to steal a person and sell him, which kidnapping is also has its liabilities. Reish Mem 240, Lodim Niske Hever, to judge the damages of when the animal eats with its teeth something else. Shlomik says in the Pasuk, Ki Yavet Ish Shadeh Oy Kerem, when a man's going to cause that a field or a vineyard will be consumed, which is through his animal's teeth, so that's the Mazik of Shein. Then to judge those cases, Reish Lamed Alf 241, Lodim Niske Eish, to judge cases when fire damages. Shlomik says the pasuk, he says to Eish Mitzal Koytsim, if a fire goes out and it finds thorns, and again it causes damage to someone else's property. Reish Lamed Beis 242, Lodim Bedin Shemechinim, to judge regarding the laws of the guardian who's doing it for free. Shlomik says the pasuk, Yit Nishal Yehu Kesvakim, if a man's going to give to his friend money or vessels, so then we just spoke about the four mazikin, the beginning of Baba Kama. Now there's also the four shaimrim. The first one, the Shemachin, he does it for free. Or Reish Lamed Gimel 243, Lodim Bedin Noisei Sachar, to judge the cases of when someone was watching for pay, or Vesaychar, or he actually was renting the item. Shlomik says, Nepasik, Hit Nishal Eir, Chamor Yashar, if a man's going to give it to his friend, a donkey or an ox, so he has certain halachas, which are more severe than that of if he's watching for free. Reish Lamed Daled 244, which is even more severe, Lodim Bedin Hashel, to judge the cases of the borrower, where he's getting all benefit is his. Shlomik says in Pasuk, "B'chiyishal ish memrei, if a man's going to borrow from his friend, has certain halachas of liability." Reish Lamed 245, "Lodim Medin Mekach Memka, to judge the laws of business dealings." Shlomik says in Pasuk, "B'chisim Kremim Kol Mezech, if a man's going to sell to his friend, all the different halachas relating to that." Reish Lamed Vav 246, "Lodim Medin Toyin, to educate regarding the judgment of the claimant, v'kayven the one who's denying." Shlomik says in Pasuk, "Called V'apesh regarding all areas of negligence." Reish Lamed Zayin 247, Lahatzal Nirdav, to save the one who's being pursued. Vafil Benefesh Oredav, to save him even by killing the one who's pursuing him. Shlomik says the Pasuk, Katzais says Kappa, that if a man is fighting with another one and his wife goes and injures the other man, so we say we cut off her hand, meaning to say, even if it requires to kill the perpetrator, that is allowed. And Reish Lamed Ches 248, Lodim Medin Nechalis, to judge regarding the laws of inheritance. Shlomik says the pasuk, Ish Ki Yomis, if a man's going to die, Ubein Einlein, doesn't have a son. So it goes on and says, Vayislam Neison, this should be for the Jewish people. Again, it has certain halachas. Those are the 248 positive commandments in the Targum Mitzvahs.